Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a mild afternoon across Israel with sunny spells in Tel Aviv and Haifa, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Comfortable temperatures make it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from JNS, 3 hours ago, and Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel's position on Turkey's role in Syria is now better understood following recent strikes. Also in the past half hour, Mariv reports that IDF brigades have completed preparations for a potential surprise attack scenario in Judea and Samaria. Also this hour, Ynet reports Turkey denies deploying troops at a Syrian military base amid rising tensions with Israel. Separately, I24 News notes UK's Miliband condemns Israeli tenders for E1 settlement, while Minister Sa'ar rejects the criticism. And finally, from Axios, earlier reporting details the Syrian foreign minister's claim that Israel's bombing of the Abu al-Duhur airbase was unjustified. Here's what people are saying online. Open source analyst OSINT613 shared just minutes ago that Qatar's PM has warned Europe about the consequences of ignoring regional tensions. Journalist Noga Tarnopolsky posted 18 minutes ago, highlighting sharp Israeli diplomatic exchanges with Turkey and the UK, quoting FM Sa'ar's remarks on UK's colonial territories. Raylan Givens, an Israeli commentator, noted 21 minutes ago that the Prime Minister's office refuted reports of approving an international force in Gaza, stressing no reconstruction until Hamas disarms. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Netanyahu's comments reported by JNS. Earlier today, the Israeli Prime Minister emphasized that Turkey's military activities south of Aleppo pose a significant concern. This follows an attack on the Abu al-Duhur airbase. Netanyahu's remarks suggest a shift in diplomatic understanding with Turkey, potentially affecting future military engagements. Turning to the IDF's preparedness, as reported by Mardiv in the last half hour. The Israeli Defense Forces have run simulations for an unexpected assault in Judea and Samaria. Commanders practiced rapid decision-making and response strategies. This readiness exercise underscores ongoing regional instability and the IDF's commitment to security. Meanwhile, Turkey's denial of troop deployment at a Syrian base, reported by Ynet, intensifies the current maritime and territorial tensions with Israel. Turkish naval movements in the eastern Mediterranean are causing additional concern for Israeli security officials, reflecting the complexities of regional alliances and conflicts. On the diplomatic front, I24 News reports on UK politician Miliband's criticism of new Israeli settlement plans in the E1 area. Minister Sa'ar firmly rejected this, labeling it patronizing. This exchange highlights continuing friction over settlement policies and international viewpoints. Finally, Axios provides context on the Syrian foreign minister's comments about the airbase strike. The minister labeled Israel's actions as unjustified, complicating relationships among key U.S. allies in the region. This event could strain diplomatic ties and affect future military cooperation. Turning to business and markets. First, an investigation by Walla Business reveals a large-scale investment fraud network operating from Israel, targeting Australians and profiting by hundreds of millions. This could lead to increased scrutiny of Israeli financial practices. Separately, Mariv Business reports that the well-known fashion chain Razili will close its physical stores and shift entirely to online operations. This marks a significant shift in the retail landscape and reflects broader trends in consumer behavior. And finally, from Globes, UVision, an Israeli defense company, has secured a $50 million follow-on order from the U.S. Army for suicide drones. This deal continues to strengthen military cooperation between Israel and the United States. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.